I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. This week, the people of Haiti paused to mark the one-year anniversary of the quake that devastated so much of their country. But Haitians have little time to dwell on the past. The present has enough challenges. About 1 million people remain homeless, most living in makeshift camps. Only a small fraction of the quake rubble has been cleared, and there's an ongoing cholera epidemic complicating things. Haitians living in the United States also face an additional challenge now. The Obama administration had suspended all deportations to Haiti in the quake's aftermath last year, but that's about to change. Marina Giovanelli from station WLRN in Miami reports.
The deportation process has already begun. About 100 Haitians have been transported from South Florida to Louisiana. The move is considered one of the last steps before people are put on a plane back to Haiti, where they will likely be jailed.
This is insanity, frankly.
Cheryl Little is the executive director of the Florida Immigrant Advocacy Center. The insanity, she says, is to deport Haitians back to a country still reeling from the quake and struggling to contain a cholera epidemic. Caroline Bettinger Lopez directs the Human Rights Law Clinic at the University of Miami.
When Haitians were deported, they were routinely placed in conditions that were highly unsanitary, rodent and insect-infested conditions. You often have to sleep standing up with your arms tied to the window to prevent yourself from falling down.
And Bettinger Lopez says conditions for the detainees are now worse.
This cholera epidemic is raging throughout the country. Over 48 individuals have died who are in Haitian detention centers from cholera already.
The deportations aren't just troubling for the roughly 350 Haitians in U.S. detention or for their families. The specter of being sent back to Haiti is also terrifying for the tens of thousands of Haitians living or working in the U.S. without legal documents. Fritz, who did not want to use his last name, came to the U.S. with his family after the quake. They were at a press conference in Miami yesterday. When it was their turn to speak, Fritz, his wife, and their two young daughters started weeping. After sympathetic murmurs and a few tissues, Fritz began speaking softly in Creole. Fritz describes the horrible conditions his family faced after the quake. He says they came to the U.S. simply to survive. Cheryl Little, the immigration advocate, says the Obama administration is putting Haitians in an awful position.
We shouldn't be having to look at families, you know, and telling them we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if they're going to be sent back to Haiti. We don't know whether they're going to get a work permit and be able to try to support themselves and their families.
Groups opposing the deportation say Haiti is not equipped to deal with the thousands of families who will need food, water, and shelter. Randy McGrory is executive director of Catholic Legal Services in Miami. He says any time and money invested in sending people back to Haiti is a diversion from helping the country rebuild.
If they're not going to be on the street, they're going to be housed somewhere at some expense to someone. The money that goes into Haitian prisons, I believe, could be better spent in providing food and shelter to the 1 million people who are in 10 cities right now.
McGrory says the best form of aid the Obama administration could give Haiti is to keep the detainees in the U.S. The looming deportations are making an already mistrustful Haitian community even more wary of government interaction. Haitians have all but stopped applying for Temporary Protective Status, or TPS. That's a special designation for Haitians who were in the U.S. before the quake. It gives them temporary permission to live and work in the U.S. legally. The deadline to apply for TPS is January 18th. The Department of Homeland Security has not commented on TPS, the deportations, or really much of anything related to the Haitian situation. Spokeswoman Barbara Gonzalez would not speak with me on the record. She would not say when the deportations will start, nor would she say what crimes the Haitian detainees have been convicted of. Many, including Cheryl Little, ask the same thing.
Why is our government doing this, and why now?
That's another question the Department of Homeland Security won't answer. For The World, I'm Marina Giovanelli in Miami.